Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Levels of digital access and smartphone ownership are higher amongst men than women across the world. Alibaba has pledged to rid the Chinese internet of counterfeit goods. And the e-commerce app 5Miles has seen tremendous growth in the US over the last year. Levels of digital access and smartphone ownership are higher amongst men than women across the world, according to research by Pew Research Center. The gender gap is largest in Africa, with Nigeria being the country with the highest levels of digital gender inequality. In Nigeria, 48% of men have access to the internet compared to just 29% of women. It's a similar picture in Kenya, where 49% of men have digital access compared to just 31% of women. The trend persists in countries where internet penetration is low overall. In Uganda, a mere 16% of men have access to the internet, but this drops even further to just 6% amongst women. Likewise, in Ethiopia, 12% of men have digital access compared to just 4% of women. Gender inequality also extends to smartphone ownership. Around 1 in 3 men have a smartphone in Nigeria compared to just 1 in 5 women. Similarly, large gender gaps also exist in Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Uganda. The research found that gender inequality even exists in more developed nations. Smartphone ownership sits at 75% for men in Spain, compared to 66% for women. In Mexico, it's a similar story, with 44% of men having a smartphone compared to just 28% of women. Jack Ma, the founder of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, has pledged to rid the Chinese internet of counterfeit goods. The billionaire has vowed to remove fake goods not only from his own websites, but also from the websites of competitors such as JD and WeChat. To tackle the problem of fake goods, Ma has promised to provide Alibaba's anti-counterfeit team with an unlimited budget and unlimited staff. Counterfeit products are a widespread problem on many Chinese e-commerce platforms. A study conducted in 2015 by the State Administration for Industry and Commerce revealed that a staggering 63% of products sold on Alibaba's Taobao platform could be fake. The e-commerce app 5Miles has seen tremendous growth in the US over the last year. 5Miles is a consumer-to-consumer marketplace similar to eBay. But unlike eBay, it doesn't charge users to post listings. Users can sell and buy items on the platform, and 5Miles also has an instant messaging feature allowing users to communicate within the app. The app has acquired over 6 million users since its launch in 2015, mostly in the US, making it the sixth most popular shopping app in the country. 5Miles was set up by a former Alibaba executive who wanted to replicate the success of the Chinese C2C online marketplace Taobao in a new market. The approach has paid off, and 5Miles now has plans to expand to even more markets, including the UK, Australia, Mexico, and the Philippines. A search engine that allows users to search video on demand services has launched in France. Just Watch collates the TV programs and films offered by the country's largest streaming providers, allowing users to see which programs are being shown on which platform, all in one place. Users can search for specific programs or filter by genre, streaming provider, price, ratings, or release date. Just Watch France currently indexes shows from Netflix, Google Play, iTunes, OCS, Canal Play, Wacky.tv, and Bbox VOD. It has almost 13,000 films and over 500 TV episodes in its catalogue. France has an internet penetration rate of 86%, equivalent to 55 million people. And finally, research by Thuiswinkel has revealed the health of the e-commerce market in the Netherlands. The research found that the Dutch e-commerce market was worth around 16 billion euros last year, an increase of 16% on the previous year. The most popular product types bought online were food and toys. The number of people engaging in e-commerce grew by 6% to 11 million out of a total population of around 17 million people. Mobile commerce is not popular in the Netherlands. Most e-commerce sales, 48%, took place on a laptop, with desktop computers coming in second place at 36%, with tablets and smartphones coming in third and fourth place, respectively, at 12 and 3%. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.